Please keep clear of the doors. You are delaying the departure of this train.
And maybe, just maybe, I've got the technology for this thing finally figured out. We're going to find out here in just a moment because it is late night with Joel, KJOL Radio, playing all the hits. And by the hits, I mean you. It's all about you guys and what's on your mind, and well, maybe what's on my mind too. I don't know. Okay, it's all about me. No, it's not. I want to know what you think too. And thanks to Mr. Travis Wright for helping me work through the audio scenarios here. You guys let me know if you're hearing the music okay. That was one of the biggest problems I was having yesterday. That, as well as using the wrong microphone. I swear, if I didn't get it right this time, I'm going to have to go kick a small defenseless animal or something. But just tell me that the music is playing, and then I'll know that I finally nailed it right the first time out of the box. And I know what I'm doing. Laura, thank you for that yes to the music. Hello, Christina. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Zri. Nice to see you as well. Welcome to Late Night with Joel, the internet's only late night talk show put on by me. I mean, there might be somebody else out there doing this. I don't know. It's possible. But I really haven't seen people use Facebook Live in this way before. It's dark in here. You don't want to see me. It's dark outside in Denver, and we're gearing up for the 4th of July holiday midweek. I mean, really, kind of, sort of. 4th of July is on Thursday, so that's still kind of middle of the week-ish, mostly. George, welcome. Hi, Tracy. Good to see you. If you guys want to call in and talk to me, the line is open for you to share whatever is on your mind, whatever those thoughts might be, whatever you want to talk about. I've got a couple things I want to talk about, but if you want to call in using a regular telephone, that's right. You dial 856-230-7500. That number again, 856-230-7500. There will be no moving pictures on this Facebook Live video, just moving voices, just the cadence of vocal cords forming syllables, stringing together thoughts and in the form of utterances that have become formally known as the English language, which is the only language I am proficient in, although je parle un petit peu de français, oui, oui, just enough to be dangereux, incroyable, yes, and to order wine when in France. But you don't even need that anymore. Last time I was in France, it's amazing. English really has become the primary language of at least the business world. It's, you know, I remember when I was a kid going to Europe with my mom. Never told you guys about this. A few people know about this, but when my parents were divorced when I was 12 and my mom remarried, it was just myself and my brother, the only blood siblings. And my mom married a gentleman, and he is a gentleman. He's my stepfather, has been now for 40 years. And along with him, he brought the package of three girls. So all of a sudden, I had three stepsisters on that side, and my crazy mother, who likes to travel, decided that it would be a good idea to take five teenagers. Actually, one of us was 9. I was 13 at the time. Everybody else was 13 to 15. Five teenagers and the two of them to Europe for a month. And we trained across Europe for a month doing France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Amsterdam, Italy, and it was amazing and horrifying all at the same time. But what a memorable experience. None of us have ever forgotten what we saw in all the fights we had with our newfound siblings of the opposite gender. So that was fun. But I just remember, you know, back then you needed to speak the native language there. You know, people, there wasn't a lot of English going on. But now, no matter where you go, there are people that at least try to speak English. But English is the language of this program, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Of course, you can share the program. If you comment, I'll see your comments. And yes, John, I am using Be Live tonight. I finally figured out how to put all the pieces together of this system here, and I think for that I deserve a round of applause. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay, y'all can be quiet now. And John's question is, am I still interested in VR? Did I get the Quest? I am, and I did, and I love it. Now, I bought the Oculus Rift 3 years ago when it first came out, and you have to have a high-performance PC in order to use the Rift. And I bought a lot of different software. I had a lot of different experiences, and it was mind-blowing. It was fantastic. I loved it. The only thing I didn't like about the Rift is that I was tethered to my PC, so it wasn't room scale. I sold it because I knew the Quest was coming. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Harry. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. I knew the Quest was coming, and so I sold my Rift, and now I have a Quest. And it's very cool. There's not nearly as many experiences on it yet, but there will be, and y'all are going to own one within the next 2 years, I would say, most likely, because there will be a must-have experience that you'll need a VR device to do it. And the prices on them are really reasonable now as well. Mr. Chad, good to see you, my friend. Oh, I forgot. I can put comments up just like this so we can do the whole interaction thing. Laura, the correct terminology is où est la salle de bain, if you're going to ask for where is the bathroom. And so what I was going to say is you can share this like you do any Facebook Live, but here's what I figured out. Here's an important safety tip for you if you want to get more viewers, or in this case, listeners, to your Facebook Live. Don't encourage people to share. Encourage them to start a watch party. Okay. It's right above the share button. It's actually a button. The share is the arrow with the link, but the watch party is a button. Start a watch party. Do that. And there's something about starting watch parties that Facebook is giving preference to them. When you share to your page, it doesn't notify a large percentage of your followers. But if you start a watch party, it does. It's pretty remarkable how it works, actually. So don't share, care, but start a watch party. Hello, Russell. I see you. And this is the other cool thing about doing it on Be Live and on Facebook Live, even though it's a talk show. You know, on a radio talk show, you don't know who's listening. But if you comment here, I know who's listening. Like, I know JS is there. He's lurking. He's probably wearing some super fancy socks because he's got excellent taste in footwear. And he's lurking because I know, because he said, hi, Joel. Chad, be good to see you here if you're here in a couple weeks. If I'm here, I'm traveling to both Vegas and Iceland this month. Yes. So John is correct. He says Facebook is giving priority to groups over pages these days. That's true. But it's not just groups over pages. It's the watch party. Don't encourage people to share. Encourage them to start a watch party. It makes a big, big difference. So I would love to speak to whoever wants to call in tonight. There it is right in front of you. Join the conversation. Pick up your phone and call me, 856-230-7500. Let's have a conversation about whatever's on your mind tonight. I know you have words. I can't be the only person with words. Trust me in this. I do want to tell you about a new gadget I got, apart from this broadcasting unit that I'm using here with my Rodecaster Pro. Yeah, you can call JS, call in and say hello. I mean, it says right there on the screen, join the conversation and dial. I don't know how else to encourage you to do that other than to do that. My call screener will pick up on it and just let them know who you are. And that's all I really need to know is who you are. I don't need to know what you want to talk about. But I have a robot in my apartment now. When I was at the Consumer Electronics Show in January, as I am wont to do, and I do want to do that, but also want to do, there were many new personal robots, and most of them were extremely gimmicky or for children, and it at best impractical. But there was one that I saw that was, it stands up kind of like a vacuum cleaner, and it's got a tablet on top of it. It's like an Echo. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to set it off right now, but it's like an Amazon Echo with wheels. And it's called the Temi, T-E-M-I, robotemi.com. Well, they had a drawing and I put my name in the hat, you know, the business card, or they scanned me or whatever, and I won it. I won the Temi. The initial unit was $1,500. They're $1,995 now or whatever, $2,000. And they shipped it a couple weeks ago. And JS, I see you, so just hold on a minute. Let me finish the story. Actually, I'll bring you in and I'll finish the story with you on here. So Mr. JS Gilbert, welcome to the call, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah,
go ahead, finish the story.
Yeah, I'm going to. Go ahead and make sure you turn down your radio so there's no echo. Remember those days?
It's completely off. Yes. Yeah,
turn down your radio, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Anyway, the Temi, it's still very primitive, but here's what it does. It is connected with the Amazon Echo, A-L-E-X-A. I won't say it too loud because it will trigger it. And so I could talk to it like I would any Echo unit, and it does pretty much those standard things. But it also remembers locations around my house. So all I got to do is go to a tap and say bedroom, and it will find its way. It has mapped out my apartment in 6 different locations. I could also stand in front of it, tap the top of it, and it will follow me wherever I go. There's a little stand behind the tablet that is a phone charger, so I can put my phone on it. I can watch YouTube videos on it, search for anything on YouTube and watch it on there. And I can make video calls to friends. Now, they need to have the Temi app on their phone to make and receive calls, but it's basically a portable phone unit as well. And they're going to be releasing a bunch of different apps. But here, JS, is what is super cool. My unit.
How do you spell this?
Temi, T-E-M-I. So it's robotemi.com. And what they're doing now is if you go to their site, you'll see the video that plays above the fold shows its use for commerce. So if you have a store, right, it'll take you around to different stuff. But this is here in my apartment. But here's the coolest thing that I've never had happen with a company before. The initial robot they sent me wasn't working. It wouldn't leave its base, and it wouldn't follow me. They put their marketing person on a plane from New York with a new fully tested unit. She came here. It no charge to me, brought a replacement robot, made sure everything worked, answered all my questions, then went back to the airport and got on a plane and went home.
Wow.
How's that for customer service?
Yeah, well, you know, in the early days of FedEx, you heard the story about the guy hiring the helicopter to deliver in a snowstorm because they said it would be guaranteed there the next day. So he did that, and You know, sometimes your credibility, and especially when you're starting out. But this, obviously, their client base too, at $2,000 is going to be, you know, not your run-of-the-mill average individual. Probably, you know, people who have sway or influence, if you will. I'm watching the video actually right now. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a cool
unit. Did you get rid of the dog? Do you still have your robot dog?
Nope, I got rid of Skippy. So the robot dog JS is referring to is the Sony Aibo. And this was a $2,700 robot. And I thought it would be more of a companion. But the damn thing, you know, they made the excuse that, well, it's a puppy. My knockoff Roomba vacuum cleaner finds its way better around my place than the Sony Aibo did. And it just is like, okay, this is a cool novelty. It's super cute, but I could see it was actually, it ended up being more annoying to me, that I couldn't get it to follow me and track with me. This device though, has learned my apartment super fast. And I've got a really narrow space between my sofa and my bar stools. And I told it to kind of come between there because it was the shortest point between, you know, two lines to get where I wanted to go. And it was having a problem doing that. So it went around with no problem. It said, oh, screw this. I'm going to follow the map around this way to get where I'm going.
Is it at making martinis?
So far it has not made any martinis. And it hasn't given any massages. I do have a robot foot massager though. You know, one of those little devices that, is
put. Yeah, I get that too. Yeah.
It doesn't move on its own though. I have to, you know, put it where I want it, but the day is coming.
And I got a hand massager now too, which is unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Describe that. What's it called?
It's sitting over here. Hang on. Let me go take a look at what it is.
I'm going to have to look this up. Did you get it on Amazon? Of course you did.
Making me get up. All right.
I'm looking up hand massagers right now on Amazon. Is it like, do you have two of them or is it do one at a time?
It's just one. And it's got several buttons on. It has a heat. And wasn't that expensive. I think it was under $100.
Is it the You Need or is it the Brio?
I think it's a Brio. Let's see. It is, yeah, Breo, Brio. And it works on a battery or a rechargeable battery, or you plug it in, either way.
Is it the iPalm 520?
Hang on, what is this?
I see the Brio iPalm 520S electric acupressure hand palm massager.
Brio iPalm 520S.
Yep, yes, I'm looking at it right now. It's $89.99 on Amazon.
So I have one built into my massage chair, but I have to tell you, unfortunately, my girth is too much for me to use it comfortably in the massage chair. So, but it's kind of nice just sitting around watching TV at the end of the night. And then I've got two for doing feet. One that just vibrates back and forth with little bumps on it. Mm-hmm. But the other one is, it's like two boots you put your feet into, and it does kneading and all kinds of stuff. I'm a real big advocate of all those kinds of things. And I go for massages and stuff too.
Yeah, no, me too. I think that's a great method of self-care. Is to make sure that your body is treated properly on a regular schedule. In fact, I use Zeal here in Denver. There's two come to you massage services that I know that are app based.
Zeal, oh nice,
in Soothe, Soothe, and I just saw some fireworks out my window. Somebody's premature. They're excited. So Zeal. Oh, yeah. You go in the app after you sign up and you pick the type of massage. I prefer the prenatal. No, Swedish. But you know, they can do deep tissue, they can do sports, prenatal or Swedish. So I pick Swedish, and then you can pick 60 or 90 minutes. And you prefer a male or female, or no, you know, doesn't matter which type of therapist. Then you set the time range for, you know, what's a good time for them. And then they go and they find you a therapist. And if you sign up for their membership, which it comes out to $87 a month for a 60-minute massage, that includes tip. Okay, it includes the tip.
Wow.
They send you a massage table. I have a $250 very comfortable table that sits in my closet, and I have a very specific therapist that works, that does Zeal massages. Her name's Jessica, and I'm done going through, you know, to find the one I want, and she knows exactly how to take care, you know, especially I've got some lower back issues, and she handles it great. And so she's available. She comes, she goes into the closet, she pulls out the table, sets it all up. They sent me sheets. They sent me a robe, and here, take my money.
Yeah. I think any business these days, they got to be looking at ease and comfortability and simplicity and convenience. I mean, that's the key word, convenience. Boy, people are just, like my brain, I could wrap around this service. I can't wrap around the like Blue Apron or whatever, where they send you cut up vegetables that you still have to cook and you still have to do the dishes and all that kind of stuff. And you pay as much as if you went to a restaurant. Now that I can't figure out.
I tried that a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember, but I went through a test. I tried Blue Apron. I tried HelloFresh. Basically, I wrote them and say, hey, this is who I am. Send me, you know, give me a 1 week trial basically. And I'll, you know, I'll talk about them. And I went through about six different ones, and I never cooked so much in my life. And I didn't mind that part of it. It did come out cheaper than if I was to go out and eat, but it did take a lot more work. I've also tried Freshly, and Freshly is where it's prepared meals, and then you just nuke them or put them in the oven.
But why not just I'm ordering my food now from, you know, the Costco or the supermarket or whatever. And I just I get the groceries brought in and you know, I have to cut up the carrots myself. But it's not like a real big hard deal.
It's really not. And so I'm not using any of those anymore. I just tried another one. And now that I order the food, I got to cook it. And I find myself using Instacart to deliver my groceries. You know, I live on a high floor.
Yeah, exactly. Instacart's really good. Yeah.
Love it. And I use DoorDash to bring me foods, you know, bring me in. Tonight I had a sandwich from Firehouse Subs and they brought it to my door, and I'm willing to pay that premium.
I know. I don't understand though why people are paying a premium to get McDonald's delivered, but okay, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, I don't either. I think one time I did order Chick-fil-A because I really had to have it, and it is America's favorite restaurant now. But fast food restaurant anyway. I can't see ordering McDonald's or, yeah, especially habitually. So usually it's much better food than that.
So let's get back to your, to the, Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get back to that for a sec. See, now this is one of the times where I wish there was video, because it would be cool to see you like moving the thing around.
I think I will do. I probably will go live during the day when I've got some light in here on Facebook and show off the Temi. That'll probably happen this week sometime. I've been meaning to do it, and I want to give them the props and the shout outs, not only because I didn't pay for it, I won it, so I got this free robot, but also the lengths they went to
serve me really
the customer.
Cool.
And they're going to be rolling out updates. I think their plan is to have all kinds of functionality of this thing. Right now, it doesn't do a whole lot, You know, it's got a few functions. It's pretty much an Echo on wheels. But, you know, I get up in the morning and I can't yet command it to come to me. You go over it, you touch the panel, and I've got pre-programmed locations in there. And I say, okay, go to the bedroom. Or when I, you know, I get back from my walk, it's time to shower. I'll walk over to it. It's on the home base. And I'll say, go to the bathroom. And then I'll tell, you know, the Amazon to play some music. So I don't even need to carry a speaker around anymore because it's got a pretty high quality speaker in it.
Well, I think within the next 2 to 3 years, this is really going to get taken, going to go huge. And I was actually at a thing recently talking to a future of SEO, because what happens to SEO when search is now all about you talking to the device instead of going in and getting the list of things or, you know, through a browser?
Right.
It completely changes. Yeah. And for example, our number one Italian restaurant here, if you go in and you talk to Alexa, she doesn't even seem to know it exists. But if you go in and you do Google searches locally for it, it comes up all over the place. So it's a really interesting thing. I think that's going to really dominate. So then again, now you have this device, you don't need a keyboard in front of you. You don't really need anything. You just talk to it and it gives you the information that you want. And then now, I've been a big proponent of 5G for a while, and it's amazing what I've been seeing happening. So these things are going to be benefiting from peer to peer. It'll be absolutely incredible. So they're hooked up to networks. They'll actually be able to learn from other similar devices or even dissimilar devices.
Yeah. And we call that the Internet of Things, right? All the interoperability, the IoT. And it's coming faster than most people are aware, that interoperability. Yeah. And AI and machine learning and blockchain, it's going to revolutionize in the next decade our world more than the mobile phone has in the last decade.
Well, there's devices like what you've got that are being used now in hospitals to help doctors make rounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, go out and they could see the patient through the camera and the device. And they are even using... what do you call it as their engine? I can't think of the name of it now, but almost real time language translation as well.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Here's the only part that scares me about the whole thing. And, you know, with all this machine learning and AI and robots,
the kids growing horns. I know that's bothering me too.
Kids have always been horny. Oh, is that not what you meant?
Did you hear about that? Kids growing horns from their phones.
What? For real?
I'm serious. It's a for real thing. Yeah.
Because their heads are
Google
down.
Google it. Yeah. Their heads are tilted down looking at the phones, I guess, apparently, which is, I guess, causing a horn to grow. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I don't think that can be legitimate. So reason.com says the story about kids growing horns because of smartphones is fake news. Now, just because Reason says it, I don't believe it anymore. But there's a picture on the website with this story that has a baby in a diaper with horns on his head, like, you know, devil horns. It's very cute.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it says researchers have made no effort to link the two. But whether or not they're growing horns, I don't think it's a good thing. All the phone use, like, go outside and play.
Exactly.
Go out and play. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that frightens me the most. And because I've actually been a victim of fakery online, and I'm not going to go into detail what that is.
Oh yes, I recall that.
Well, there's stuff you know.
Couple of people.
There's stuff you know, and there's stuff you don't know. And there's one thing that nobody knows because it's so horrible that I just choose not to talk about it beyond saying that.
Oh, okay.
And, but there are the deep fakes are coming.
You mean those porn films? It's not really you?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that, but there are, I mean, very soon people will be able to, I mean, some already can, right? There was, they did it with Joe Rogan.
Deep fakes.
Yeah, they did it with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, the deep fakes. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
people will be found saying something that they didn't actually say. And the mob is going to go after them for saying this thing that they never actually said, or being in a photo that they were never actually in, or even a video of them that looks real, of them saying something or doing something that never actually happened. And it's just a matter of time before we are going to see some real serious trouble, because people are going to go to jail for something they never did.
Yeah, I'm guessing probably in a few years from now, we're going to see a massive explosion of Luddites, people that are just going to be trying to escape from all of this stuff and you know, create the little, whether they're communes or you know, other types of alternative living situations. I think people are kind of getting to that point where it's getting of great concern.
Yes, but, sir.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
They say the human hand is a very, very complicated thing, because in the same instant that it is capable of giving a caress, it is also capable of giving a slap.
Mm. And there's just some people that you really want to slap, isn't there?
Yeah. Every day, actually, there's more and more people that I want to slap rather than caress. Here's the thing that I don't like. What I don't like. You and I don't agree on a lot of things, but I love you to death, and it doesn't matter that we don't agree on a lot of things. Who gives a shit?
Right, just
and,
just
and
be
why
you.
Is it that everybody out there feels like their opinions and their thoughts and their ideas and every my candidate, my this, my that, whatever, is like, you know, the end all be all. I would rather listen to somebody else and keep an open mind. And say, you know what, today this is how I think, but maybe not tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I've certainly changed my mind. Like, I've changed my mind many times in my life. And I think as we get older, we look back and we realize we've done that. And we are more open to the likelihood that that will happen again. Whereas when you're young, you don't have the experience. It's not that you're stupid, although there are some stupid people. It's more ignorance, right? And immaturity.
Yeah.
And,
but I don't see this as a youth thing. I don't. I wish I could say, you know, that my issues were solely with millennials, for example. But
they're not.
I've been talking a lot about lately delivering talks that deal with Cialdini's 6 laws of influence. And actually, I'm hoping to talk with Robert sooner rather than later about reciprocity, because I find people these days of all age groups, they don't understand what reciprocity is about. You know, for example, you do a lot of things for a lot of people, but they look at you and go, oh, he is the great and mighty Oz. And it doesn't occur to a lot of people that maybe they could give back to you in some fashion or do something or whatever. And I'm sure that there are quite a few that do, but I'm sure there are also a lot of times when you just say, hey, you know what? A thank you would have been nice.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I don't really, you know, if I feel like
I know
I've
you
really
don't
gone,
keep track of it. Yeah,
I don't. I mean, you know, do good stuff means you do without regard for what's right in it for you. And that doesn't mean I'm completely altruistic and I'm always, you know, just doing for other people without wanting something in return. It just means that a lot of times
I went to a dinner party that this woman put out a huge spread and food and booze and everything like that. A lot of people that she didn't really even know, it was tied into an event. There were about 75 people that showed up, and I was amazed at how many people came to the door that didn't bring a bottle of wine or a hostess gift or something along those lines. And I don't know, am I old fashioned to think that should still be de rigueur? you know, that this is kind of like these niceties, these things, you know, should still be happening.
You get bonus points for using de rigueur, which I think is, you know, fantastic. I haven't heard that in a while, so thank you. No, I don't think it's old fashioned at all. I think it's just called good manners. It's called being a thoughtful human being. And I do think that we have raised a couple generations now of incredibly selfish people. Now, I'm not saying everybody's selfish. There are some very, very thoughtful millennials, right? And beyond, you know, before that, Generation Y or Z, I think that it's...
No, I should say that those people at that party spanned many different age groups, and the few people who did bring gifts were, you know, millennials and younger and older, and, you know, they were across the board. It wasn't like anything, it wasn't anything I was seeing that was just, you know, within a specific age group.
Yeah, do you ever, you know, I kind of miss the era when you look at photos from, the 40s, you know, and the men, they're dressed nicely and they're wearing hats, and the ladies look like...
Yeah,
they look
when I was
like
a
ladies.
Kid, I wanted to wear a hat.
You still can.
When I was a kid, I wore a cap, and I knew when I got to be an adult, you know, like I would look at the pictures of, you know, like Kennedy and all that kind of stuff. And when I got to be, you know, older, I would, and then it just wasn't in fashion.
You know, Chad, who's been in the room tonight, he wears hats all the time. And he rocks them occasionally. I'll wear one from time to time. It's just the problem is that I'm very fortunate to still have a really nice head of hair. and it's like,
yes,
okay,
you do.
If I put a hat on, it really messes it up. Not that I spend any time primping.
Are you wearing the yellow glasses right now? That's what I want to know.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing my my bad crypto black and red glasses. But I, you know, that I have multiple pair of glasses, which is funny because they're just one.
Yes.
They're not really a pair. It's like a pair of pants. It's one pant. With two legs.
I've been getting them from like iBuyDirect and stuff like that. Nice glasses when they go on sale, like for $100 or something. So now I've got actually quite a few pairs. But those yellow ones, I did want to say, I thought you looked quite good in them.
Well, thank you. Those were nice the glasses. Most expensive frames I've ever purchased. I had to look high and low. They're Italian. They cost $450 just for the frames, but they were the only ones I could find that didn't look cheap for yellow frames. And then because my eyes are horrible, I have terrible myopia, horrible nearsightedness, and also astigmatism. And so in order to get the lenses...
Yeah, I got that too.
Do you? Okay. So $700
yeah,
for...
Yeah, my brother from another mother. Yeah, I've got nearsightedness and astigmatism and a little bit of the reading thing, whatever that is,
and a little dose of the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in and talking to me tonight. You're always
It's nice. It's good to catch up. I've been meaning to come. You know, and Erin just she asked me. She said, she posted the whole thing about what is it, October 20th this year or something?
Yeah,
and
social media.
She's like, are you finally going to come to that's Social Media Day in Denver, and she's like, are you finally going to come? And I don't think people know I'm actually not physically. What the? Oh, they're lighting fireworks here. Jeez.
Yeah. I'm watching him go off outside my window. I really didn't expect it tonight, but I'm seeing in two locations.
Yeah.
Fireworks go off. I'll let you go tend to your dog, JS. Great talking to you, my friend.
Yeah, same here.
All right,
be good.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
J.S. Gilbert, the one and only, and his dog. The line's open if somebody else wants to call in and talk to me tonight, 856-230-7500. I've mentioned to you guys that I live in a high-rise in Denver, and I have a beautiful view of the city. And last year on the 4th of July was absolutely spectacular. You know, I thought that, okay, this city will have some fireworks over there, and then I'll be able to see in the distance this one, and maybe I'll see four or five fireworks shows. through the course of a couple hours that evening, I think that you could have picked out 50 to 60 different fireworks shows that were going on. And so, and then there's one across from the country club that is next door to me, and they shoot them off here. So after watching them out the window, then it's, you know, go downstairs and watch them fire off there. But I'm actually seeing two or three that have been going off a little bit tonight. It's almost like they're teasing. It's a preview of coming attractions of the celebration of our independence. Yeah. You know, we don't get to choose where we're born or who our parents, you know, will be. We have no control over that. We just find ourselves here. And I got to say, I'm incredibly grateful to have been born in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And this country over the years has had such a positive impact in so many ways. Not saying that we've not done some bad things, because bad people can get in power and do bad things, and that happens anywhere. But by and large, the influence that that America has had for freedom-loving people all around the world has been very impactful and positive. And so I will be wearing a patriotic shirt on the 4th of July and enjoying the fireworks from high atop my perch here in Denver. Oh, there's some little green fireworks that just went off over there. I really appreciate you guys listening. And I find it fascinating that I'll have, you know, still anywhere from 10 to 20 people that are listening to a live talk show on Facebook this late at night. I don't know. That tickles my funny bone that you guys are here. Would like for, you know, not tonight, because I'm going to get ready to wrap it up in just a minute. But, you know, if you're going to be coming and checking in, then, you know, get used to calling. Let me take a look at the comments here really quick, because I was on with JS and I missed. Looks like you guys are talking a lot about 5G in the comments here. So I will be candid. I have not done a lot of research into 5G yet. I see Ryan's asking about that, and John was asking about it. And who else was saying something about 5G here? Nazim, good to see you, my friend. Sorry, I didn't get to catch you when I was actually in Milan. Didn't work out, but maybe next time, brother. So I really can't comment. I've heard some of the theories on 5G frying us, and I've heard others say, nope, no danger at all. I'm not convinced that Bluetooth isn't hazardous to our health. I'm not. In fact, I won't, you know, I've talked about this and I've written about this on Facebook. I won't wear Bluetooth earbuds too close to home, as far as I'm concerned, when we don't have the data yet. I want to see 10 years down the road, is there an increase in brain tumors from that they can link to wearing Bluetooth headphones? And the other reason I won't wear, in particular, the Apple AirPods is I think they look stupid. I do. I see people wearing them all the time and they love them and they swear by them. I get it. But I think they are the most idiotic looking thing you can dangle from your head. I don't like them. And whenever I'm on a video conference and I see somebody wearing them, the first thing I think is, you look like a dork. I usually don't tell them unless, you know, they're a friend. I let them go on in their dorkiness and they probably don't care. Maybe they know they look dorky, but so those two reasons I'm not going to. Now I could get other Bluetooth earbuds that don't look super dorky, like the Apple AirPods, but I don't want to wear them because I'm not convinced that they're safe. I'm not. I know that marketers sell a lot of stuff that isn't good for you. JS says radio, magnetic, and electrical signals are all natural. Bluetooth is such a tiny amount of juice, it can't possibly do any damage. Well, I've certainly heard that, but I've also heard others say contrary. And so, you know, who do I believe? So I will believe, I mean, I remember they used to say that, you know, microwaves were going to cause cancer, and they haven't. To my knowledge, I don't know. We do have an increase in cancer. I tend to think that's probably more due to our diet or lack of it, and to the high stress lifestyle. In other words, I don't know that all of this technology is actually good for us. It might help us do things more efficiently. It helps me have more fun. And you guys are here listening. So, you know, that's, we're obviously getting benefit from it, but overall, does being hyper connected help us as individuals? Might help us with our business. I don't know. Brian wants to know if I've got a equipment list somewhere. Thanks for your kind words. I do have an equipment list. It's really actually very simple, and I can give it to you right now if you want to write this down. I'm using my MacBook and BeLive TV to broadcast to Facebook. And I'm using a Rodecaster Pro mixing board, which is my favorite new gadget. I don't want Temmie to hear me say that, but sorry, Temmie. It just is. And best $600 I ever spent. I mean, I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of this Rodecaster Pro. Really a beautiful piece of hardware. I failed to hit record on it tonight, though. Oh, well, my bad. It's recording on Facebook. I am actually not using my Heil microphone. The Heil microphone is in my office, which is in the next room in front of my PC. So anytime you see me on video on Facebook Live, I'm in my office. The Heil is on a tripod in a boom in there, and it's connected to a Behringer USB mixing board. Sounds beautiful, but you know what? I think that this microphone sounds just as amazing. The Heil PR40 is a $330, $40 microphone, and I am presently using an Audio-Technica. It's an ATR-2100. It's a $70 microphone. If you go to com.us/mic, it'll take you right to the page on Amazon, and I'll make like a buck if you buy one. I love it. It is a fantastic microphone. It's connected with, you know, the cable to the Rodecaster. And then I'm using, for the call-ins, I'm using an Android phone that is jacked into the Rodecaster, and I'm using callinstudio.com. Basically, you go to Callin Studio, you dial a number that it gives you on your phone, and you put in your program number and your PIN number, and then you hand out a different phone number for people to dial in. And on Callin Studio, I can see when somebody is calling in, and I can cue them up just like you would at a radio station. So I have figured out how to combine all of these pieces together into a cohesive smorgasbord of technology to pull this off. I'm just going to say I'm a little proud of myself, and I think the crowd is too. Yep. They like that. So I'm pretty pleased that it works, and it's taken me multiple different attempts to get this down, and now I'm pretty sure that I do. And on that note, I think maybe it's time to bring this evening's show to a conclusion. Yes, I'll be doing this again. Wonder how we really get the party started. Maybe, you know, it was great having JS tonight. It was kind of like having, you know, him as my guest. But I'm wondering, maybe I need to start you know, maybe actually having a guest on the show and then have people call in to talk to me and that guest. You know, if I planned ahead and I said, hey, tonight on Late Night with Joel is going to be blah, blah, blah. And blah, 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 of course, is everybody's favorite guest. And maybe if I, you know, send my email to my list and post on Facebook that I'm going to be, maybe more people would come in. I mean, of course, if I'm going to do this, the more, the merrier, having people on board to join us for the fun and games. So thanks everybody for joining tonight. Been great fun. If I don't talk to you again before the 4th of July, because I do have some other plans, then I hope you have a great time with, if you're in the U.S., family, friends, enemies that you want to turn into friends. That's always, you know, we can gather together under the fireworks and hamburgers and hot dogs and celebration to realize that all of us in the United States, we're all Americans, regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on. And as the Beatles said, we could come together. Right? Why not? What do you think of this exit music, by the way? Is it ever going to end? Let's see if it fades out on its own. There it goes. Everybody have a good night.